Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
The contrast between the Bible's teaching on love and the Quran's teaching on love could hardly be greater. The Lord Himself told Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. Christ urged His followers to show love to each other. "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." John 13:34-35. The Apostle John pled with his readers, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." 1 John 4:7. As everyone who has made an attempt to understand Islam knows, Islam is a religion of hate, not just for Christians and Jews, but also for other Muslims who disagree with them. Muslims have brutally murdered hundreds of thousands of their own people. Mohammed was a vicious killer. So are Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, and other Muslim dictators and their followers. Irshad Manji, a Canadian Muslim and lesbian, published a very revealing book with the title, "The Trouble with Islam, A Muslim's Call for Reform of Her Faith." Her book is actually a letter to other Muslims. She says she heard from a Saudi friend that his country's religious police arrested women for wearing red on Valentine's Day. And I think, since when does God, a merciful God, outlaw joy or fun? I read about victims of rape being stoned for adultery, and I wonder how a critical mass of us can stay silent. Page 1. Manji urges her readers, pick a Muslim country, any Muslim country, and the most brutal humiliations will grab you by your vitals. In Pakistan, an average of 2 women every day die for honor killings, often with Allah's name on the lips of the murderers. Page 29. If that is love, please deliver me from it. While more than 2,000 American servicemen have been killed in the war in Iraq, as of the date of this program, radical Muslims have slaughtered hundreds of thousands of their own people. The Quran actually says very little about love, either Allah's love for Muslims or about Muslims' love for one another. Dr. Mateen Elas, a former Muslim, has written a book with the title, Understanding the Quran, A Quick Guide to the Muslim Holy Book. Dr. Elas writes, little is said in the Quran about God's love, for God is not by nature love. For if they, that is the Muslims, turn back, God loves them not. Page 86. How tragic that men and women worship a God who no longer loves them when they apostatize. The Bible encourages faithful Christians to work at restoring those who have gone astray. Paul exhorted the Galatians, brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you be tempted. Galatians 6:1. And James said, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he who converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I believe you can see a major difference between the teachings of the Quran and the teaching of God's holy word. The Bible specifically condemns those who hate their fellow men. Jesus Christ demanded that His followers love their enemies and do good to those who despitefully use us and persecute us. Matthew 5:43-44. Islam fosters hate in its adherents. Anyone who doubts that should be reminded of 9/11. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.